Right.
Well, I would think that the question is, that was going to be the last time, you know, that, you know, in the town, we have a five way street, we got a five way street. All these available, and I don't have it.
Thank you.
The question I'm gonna ask is, Earl, answer, how many people have a whole council vote with? There are not five. How many of you have?
Numbers that councils work with that are not clients? No, sorry. I can tell, and the actual caseload numbers vary quite a lot across the state. But I can tell you that last year, we served 750, I believe it was 750 vocational maintenance, 750 independent living clients, 709 vocational rehabilitation clients. Of course, folks make lots of public education contacts, whether it's in schools and nursing homes and, you know, community organizations and so on, and employer contacts to develop job opportunities for blind people, and on and on and on. I mean, so that's the best I can do to answer that.
I might also say, I have that question answered a lot, but when we get someone like Nancy, I remember talking to Nancy on the phone, like, one of the, get out of the hotel. Nancy is a professional, former firefighter, and all these questions. They might be able to help with the computer, and if I have time, I'll slip in and make a phone. A nice thing about that, I mean, it's not something to take something time, it's not a dollar to go, make a mind your habit.
Thank you, Robert. So unless folks have other questions or brilliant ideas for us, that's all I want to say about the budget.
Senator Burling said the other day, nobody's going to be happy.
Right.
Maybe if councilors don't want to make any decisions, if they say money that way, there's somebody that we would be inviting down, telephone, I have to recall the issue.
Well, I guess I don't think that. I'm not sure what you're saying. I guess I don't know.
They want, well, I think,
Staff in the other offices would come to Lincoln for specific purposes, either meetings or bringing a client in to, say, the center to tour, or, you know, so those are still directly client-related things. If we do the business of, let's say, not having, or having one less car in each office, certainly staff would have to change some of their patterns. Omaha counselors would need to use the bus service. Maybe they only see two or three clients in a day instead of four. I mean, these changes would impact clients. I mean, don't mean to pretend that they wouldn't. We simply would have to find ways to do business differently to try to have the least harm, you know. So, but that might be something too. Would be like, you know, not making trips, and but the client would still have to get here. So, but we have made a number of changes already through the last 5 years to be leaner and meaner, you know, to try to not have the time or the cost of things that wouldn't have to be done. The time is a huge element too. You know, if somebody, we just really, we want to be as efficient as we can and get to as many people as we can. So having the cars available enables us to do that. And, you know, I know that the folks work together to try to coordinate. If somebody needs to come to Lincoln, you know, they'll coordinate it either with other counselors or whatever.
Has teleconferencing been used as much as possible? I know, like, we did one of the rules, we have teleconference hookups.
Yes.
Well, it's an expense, but I mean, obviously, on the sense of it's less expensive.
Oh, yeah.
There were, you know, times when, you know, instead of having to be there in person, going out to the satellite office and travel. Again, I don't know that it hasn't. I just wanted to teleconferencing, so it could suffice in certain situations. And is it less expensive?
It sometimes is less expensive, and yes, when it will suffice, we've done it. Or we'll have somebody on the phone, let's say if we have an administrative team meeting, having Jonathan, if he needs to attend, be attend on the speaker phone, which doesn't always work as well, but yes, we've done that. And we do, right, the supervisors meetings every other month, okay, so yeah, you bet.
I'm just emailing all those lines to Lincoln. I've got three people in the center right now, and they don't really need to have any physical company stuff. You gotta do physical stuff. It's all on them.
Yes, we do that. Good.
Major efforts going on all the time for dealing with that situation, and certainly anybody who has ideas, you know, keep them coming. Creativity.
Or money.
Yeah.
You want to make a donation.
Yeah, you know, pass the plate around.
Yeah.
When I would suggest at least the staff members buy a lottery ticket, and then they have to that was all the problem.
Yeah, their furlough money, that money they could just go out by lottery tickets with.
Yeah.
I think that if every
blinder is officially insured, they don't have to buy the lottery.
Well,
the chances of
likely.
I made a plea the other day for $1 million out of the thing, but it didn't.
Right.
It fell on deaf ears. Nobody came up with that $1 million check.
Well, not that day anyway. But
that's right. It could come. It could come.
You guys joke about lottery tickets, but seriously, Rich and I have been talking about buying life insurance policies with beneficiaries, the commission. And I hope they don't collect any money for 3-4 years, but
That kind of thing, honestly, will be tremendous, I think, in our future. You know, bequests that can come really can be a tremendous asset for us. So I do hope people seriously consider that sort of thing.
It may not help today or this year. Or next
and
year,
we hope it's 30 or 40 years, too.
Well, you know, at the VIPS convention, bequests, I don't know how many people I've run across that have an old $5,000, $10,000 life insurance policy that's been 40 years. It's so simple. But those are the places that make the presentation. I should have thrown it in my workshop. But oh, by the way, if you're looking for a beneficiary, I can tell you.
Actually, I have a little one with Prudential I've had for probably 40 years. I don't know if there's who the beneficiary is on that. I said, yeah, I'll have to check with Prudential, but it's like $2,500.
Exactly, those are policies on file.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Keep paying.
Right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you. Next thing is, if there's anything new on the website, you did tell us that Sheila will be doing the webmaster thing now. Do we need to do anything about getting Nancy on the commission board thing, or does that happen from the commission itself?
Oh, I don't remember what we've done before, but we can, I think if, we'll make sure that Nancy has Sheila's email, and also there's, oh, you can email the webmaster right on the website, and so I'm hoping that that is changed from, so it'll automatically magically know to go. I'm sure that Kelly would have handled that sort of detail, and so.
So that would probably be that 24 being submitted by
your address,
my address, and my bio, and all that.
And actually, why don't you do that directly on the website? Because then that'll be a good test if it goes to Kelly, or if it goes to Sheila, or if it's lost in the
cyberspace.
I'm sure it's done, but I'm just saying that'll be a good test, because people don't routinely email the webmaster.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
It's
very simple. My name is Ann Oakland, you don't write my name, at IdaBaskin.com.
Okay, thank you. I did bring a report. I won't go into a lot of it, but during April, there were 1,769 successful requests on the server on our website. There were 58 distinct files requested. Average successful requests per day, 57. Successful requests for pages, 1,779. Anyway, so people are looking at the website, and that's good.
So, you know, basically, you know, what county?
No, there's a department called Nebraska Online, which sort of does all the magic of this. We have to have one person who's our webmaster who works with Nebraska Online to get everything set up. I know we're, you know, it's been a while since a moving forward message has been on there, but there's just been so much, but hopefully, I mean, I try to keep those relatively current. That's all I can think of about the website.
Okay. And the next item is Friends of the Commission, and we've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, there's not really too much to report. They're still looking for new members to serve. And the other day at the convention out in Kearney, Roy Holbert, he got up and gave a plea for the people to donate. He was going to go around that during the convention to see contributions. So I don't know how successful he was. Hopefully he comes up with that $1 million I see. He's quite serious about it. He gave a pretty good talk. He told him that the commission has helped him to help them, and now it's their turn to help them, help the commission. So we'll see what happens.
How many people are
at this point? Oh, golly, I think they have, last I knew they had eight members. But Jim said he resigned, so they're down, yeah.
Do they meet on a regular basis?
They try to. Michael Floyd is the president, but he calls me every so often to move things along.
Okay.
but they want to avoid having a blind board. They just believe that they had three from the ACP, three from the NFP, and they had two independents. And they said they had all the blind people on there. Because they have to get people out that has influence, that know people and so forth. That's what they're really trying to do now, to get influential people. Yeah, that's where it is. So that's all I had to report this time.
Okay, and I'll follow up on the thing about the former team members. So we'll see if that goes anywhere. But yeah, that we do need to find influential people. And if anybody knows anybody of that kind who wants to be a part of something like that, it would be good to know. And you know, there certainly are influential blind folks as well. You know, people who are in a position to not only contribute money themselves, but also to go and get money raised. So if you know those folks, let us know about them too, because it really is, especially as the budget thing is, we really do need to get people beginning to make donations that way. And what some people look at is whether or not others have contributed to that. And so although certainly it's possible for people to donate directly to the commission or through friends, I think there's something to be said for encouraging people to donate through friends, so that when people ask, okay, how much has gone through there, it'll be a bigger number. You know, and that a lot of people who are interested in contributing want to contribute to something that already is doing something, or that it, you know, it shows that people are interested in it because X amount of money has gone through it or whatever. So we do need to encourage people to do that. And you know, I know that there were memorials to Carl Olson sent through the friends, and you know, there have been some other things like that, but we really do need to try to get that going.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Bob?
How effective are telephone
services? I think it depends on what it is and how it's done, but that also does cost money, unless you're going to, you know, to have whoever's doing it be volunteers. And so I really, you know, I know you have to spend money to make money sometimes, but you also have to be, you know, careful that you don't spend everything trying to.
You have to have money before you can spend money.
Yeah, that's right.
For instance, I have no information on that, you know. So, we have to have quite a bit of money to
really, the big scandal that regarding that solicitation, they take so much off the top that the person, the organization they're soliciting for, may get 10 or 15% when they're getting 85 or 90%. That's been a problem around the country. So you have to be awful careful with whom you're dealing with, like that.
And some of them are better than that. I mean, there are some that are, you know, like 60-40 or you know, 70-30 or things like that. So there are some that are good, but it also involves, you know, somebody needs to hire and, you know, do those things, or somebody needs to make sure that the equipment is up to speed and all of that. So I don't know. Right now, it seems like probably we don't have enough. I don't think the friends, for instance, would have enough money at this point to invest in something like that. But it is, you know, like everything else, it is a thought.
Is there something that we could do ourselves about hiring another group?
I don't know.
We could run it, the commission.
No, not the, like the board or the NFB and the HDB, something we could do together as a fundraiser.
Yeah. See, a lot of organizations seem to be involved in this salvage automobile, you know, see, they seem to make a lot of money off of something like that. And there are companies that do that, that they do all the selling and so forth. You just have to find someone, a company that produces pretty well, to be willing to go do a contract with them. Something along those lines.
Or is it like they
Has friends talked to anybody in the car salvage business or whatever? I mean, I don't know. I don't know that we want to spend a lot of you know, meeting time coming up with things unless they're going to be, you know, unless we're going to be passing along brainstorm ideas to the friends.
Yeah, this isn't the place for it anyway.
But, you know, we really, as a board, that isn't, you know...
They're a self-standing organization.
Yeah.
They can't spend our time doing their work. It really boils
Certainly,
down to that.
I would say if anyone has ideas, they could email them or call Bill, and then Bill could take those ideas to the board.
Yeah.
I mean, to the friends.
Yes.
And, you know, so, sure.
And so that, you know, that whenever the next meeting is, if, you know, if you want to mention that the phone solicitation thing came up at the board meeting or the... Well, you yourself brought up the car salvage thing, so you can, you know, bring it up there or whatever.
I'll talk to you later about that, Bill, because I don't understand what that is.
Sherry?
I had an idea. I was just looking at something, and I had an idea that maybe the friends or whoever could have a garage sale and maybe the clients, because a lot of people have stuff in their house they want to get rid of, but they don't have enough stuff to have a garage sale themselves. So maybe you generate a garage sale and a donation to the clients and stuff.
Have it advertised as a gorgeous garage sale and a niche perfect CD. It sits up all along you.
Well, Bill, there's another idea for you
to
take.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Before we go to the next one, it's a little after, it's 5 after 11, and I would like to request a break.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a reasonable request.
Thank you.
And we will take a, what do you think?
Oh, 10.
10 minute break?
Yeah, that should flow down about 15.
Yeah. We also need to figure out what we want to do about lunch. I think the first item of business needs to be that we need to figure out what we want to do concerning lunch. My hope is that what we will do is to finish the items on the agenda up to the executive session before lunch, and then we will have the executive session after lunch, and you know, we'll reconvene right before we adjourn, and that's how the rest of the day will go. But what Nancy Flurl had talked about the brown baggies, is that what it's called?
We tried that last time.
Yes,
it's beer.
It's not an option.
No longer is it. But there is a Subway closed. There's a Little King
on the 10
o'clock or so.
Little
Kings
are good.
They are, absolutely.
I don't have a name.
Do they deliver, or how would we?
I can help carry them.
Sure, that sounds like a good idea. And so, would you want to let us know when that happens? Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the Nebraska Information System update. Is there anything beyond the fact that the reports still aren't accessible?
Only that it's going to be something we're going to have to get on again, the response that I got from, I mean, I'd sent a note recently to Tom Conroy and Laurie McClurg, as you mentioned earlier, and the reply from that was from Laurie McClurg just saying, Jonathan and Steve can certainly just work this out. I did get an email yesterday, I think, from Jonathan, with more specifics of why that won't work. I mean, we really need to get J.D. Edwards to, again, do some changing in the way things are set up. And so next week I'll be, probably at this point, I'll call Tom and or Lori and discuss to get that moving again. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you for staying on it and, you know.
I guess they're getting a little bit arbitrary, too. They feel they just fulfill the contract. We're asking them to do things.
Right.
The contract.
Yeah, that should be mentioned. I guess I should also mention, in terms of the system itself, which, of course, is important to how we operate all of our, all state agencies' business and human resources functions will all be done through this Nebraska Information System. And they have had some pretty major problems with the system. I think then more recently they've said those are somewhat resolved, but so, you know, whether the system really will work well for state government is yet to be seen. But it's not as far along as they had thought it might be at this point.
For the state in general,
the system in general.
Does the contract requires them to be accessible for the visually impaired?
Right, and that's what we've just reported to you mostly, but since it also does impact our whole business office and all our payroll and everything else, for example, there were four instances where we entered all the correct information, say, to pay an individual for a job and for a work on the job training situation, and the check was processed and mailed and went to someone completely different.
Oh.
And that happened four times.
And
so, you know, so we're talking some pretty significant issues here if that were to happen routinely. So we think we know what that was about and what things need to be done differently to make sure that doesn't happen. But it isn't that they made errors, anyway. So things like that.
Yeah, it'd be good to get that figured out.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And so there isn't anything actually that we need to do or can actually do.
No.
At this point to do anything about that. Okay, the next two items kind of go together, the staff survey and the commission board and staff meeting. At our last meeting, we talked about the survey, and in fact, the version of it that is attached to our February 25th minutes did not, as the minutes reflected, include the changes that were made at the staff meeting that we had with, where we met with the staff the afternoon of February 25th. Since we didn't have minutes for that meeting, what I ended up doing was taking what we had discussed there and redoing the survey with those suggestions in place. And so probably what we ought to do, the reason that I brought it to this meeting is that we probably ought to connect that corrected one to this meeting's minutes if you think that's the way to handle that, or, you know, so that the real version of it is connected with what we did in the way of board business. So does that make sense,
Not all golden.
Yeah.
So that sounds fine.
The survey that we sent out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what we had done was, when we're dealing annually with the executive director's evaluation, one of the things that we have done is to ask for input from commission staff. Since those folks work with Pearl every day, we didn't think it made sense for us to just sort of come up with something based on the interactions that we have at board meetings and wherever, and not get input from staff. So what we have done, this is the third time that we will be doing an evaluation. And so the first two times, we did send the criteria that we use for evaluating Pearl to staff and asked for staff people to send in how they would rate her performance. And we always ask for comments, but we didn't get a whole lot of them. And so Bob Burns had the idea of getting the pulse of the commission staff by having a questionnaire or a survey that we would send along with that rating form, so that we would hopefully get more input on how things are in an ongoing way. And this is the first year that we have tried that. It seemed to me like it was a really good idea, and one that some people really did respond to. There are some people who responded to the survey and not the rating thing, and vice versa, and some who did both. And you know, I think that anything we can do to make it so that we can do as reasonable a job of doing that evaluation, and also knowing what's going on within the commission as far as how staff are feeling about how things are, and also just what is going on. You know, certainly we can go down and be at various offices from time to time and things like that, and I think that's something that is a good idea. But even that doesn't necessarily tell us how things are on a everyday, day-to-day basis. So, you know, that's one of the things that we're trying to...
So the board actually came up with some questions?
We did, and then we took it to the staff. We had a... our last meeting was in Lincoln at the commission... Well, the building next door to the commission office. And we, in the afternoon, we had a session with staff where we got input. We threw out the, put out, I guess, the questionnaire and asked for revisions based on what, you know, how they felt about whether, well, even just whether this whole thing was a good idea, whether they would respond to it, what kind of questions maybe needed to be added or needed to be eliminated. And for the most part, people thought that it was a good thing. And we did have some suggestions, a couple of additions. I don't think anything got taken off of it. There were a couple things that we had reworded at our meeting morning, and that did get on the minutes. But it was a time of interacting with people and giving people a chance to get to know us a little bit, as much as you can do that in a room where it's more or less formal and, you know, people are all just in a situation where if they're not into speaking up, they may not do that or whatever. But people really did interact with us and give suggestions and things, and also let us know what they thought about things and how they felt about them and that kind of thing. And I think that it would be good for us to do that often enough that we're not strangers and that they're not strangers to us, because, you know, board positions change some and staff positions change some. And so, you know, doing that in the year 2003 is going to, you know, cover it for
for a long time. I mean, obviously, you know, you're still on the board now and weren't at that meeting. So, but that is what we did in an attempt to get to know people better, to have people on the staff to know us a little bit.
Would the results, like the results be really relevant?
Yes, they can be. And some, yeah, and there was even discussion about that, whether we should expect people to put their name on or require it or whatever. And what we did, because of the kind of consensus that we got, was that we invited people to email it to us through the commission board email address on the website, which does just go to us. It doesn't go to any staff people. We also gave them the option of sending something in through the mail anonymously if they wanted to me. Nobody took us up on that particular approach as of yesterday anyway. And we did also discuss the time frame for receiving the information and, you know, for getting it out. And people have thought that, you know, about a 3-week period would be sufficient. And we did send it out at the end of April, which actually gave people a little less than 3 weeks to respond. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. And we'll, you know, we can certainly ask what people thought of that, you know, and see if that was a good thing or if it wasn't enough time in the end or whatever. But in the past years, we had submitted those the ratings and so forth toward the end of May, and then we had a conference call meeting where we decided what we were going to do. You know, did the evaluation, and then I meet with Pearl and we go over it, and we, you know, again done it that way. This year we decided to send things a little earlier, and that's why the part of the executive session today is to talk about the survey and the evaluation, and hopefully complete the evaluation, and then we'll get together to go over it. Our requirement is to do it by the end of the fiscal year. And the fiscal year here is July 1 to June 30. So that's what we've been doing so far. And each year we've changed things a little bit. We've changed the rating scale after the first one because we decided we didn't like the one that we had. And so, you know, it's an ongoing process as we learn to do what we're doing, and as we decide that one thing works and another doesn't, I'm thinking probably we'll need to evolve all of that stuff.
I have a question, Barbara.
Sure.
Someone told me that the ranking, the rating, like it's 1 to 5, changes halfway through. Is that
well? What happened was, and this is something that we'll want to talk about, I'm sure.
Okay.
The evaluation rating were 5, you know, 1 to 5 being, you know, 5 being outstanding and 1 being unsatisfactory or whatever. On the survey, it was a agree to disagree, and the agree strongly was 1, and the disagree strongly was 5. And there was a little bit of confusion on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that I think we definitely will want to revisit, because it was confusing. I think we could figure it out, because especially if somebody did both of them, it wasn't rational that somebody would be strongly disagreeing and at the same time, you know, rating real high.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of did figure itself out, but I do think we're going to, you know, we need to have it be one way or the other. I think that would be helpful to people.
Thank you.
That did get a little bit funny. And another thing that happened a couple of times at least was that although we put our email address on, we have sent that out through the commission, and a couple of people replied to the person who sent it out. You know, I think probably what happened was that they just, you know, did the reply thing rather than, you know, making sure that they put the commission board address. So we'll, you know, that's another thing I think we ought to
do something different about. If the, you know, we were sent a long time ago everybody's email addresses, but the reason that I'm hesitant to send anything myself through the staff is that staff changes. And I'm sure that I feel quite confident that I would miss somebody. And that's why we've done it the way we have so far, to have somebody who's, you know, on the staff currently, you know, who would have the updated staff list do that. Now, you know, if we, one of the things that we could do is get a, you know, an updated staff list right before we send something like this out, and then we could do it ourselves, and then the reply would be to the commission board thing.
And we could do a better job of making sure, or trying to make sure that you all have new new addresses for people, for new staff, whenever we add email addresses. But getting the checking for what the current list is just before sending, I think would be a really good idea.
Yeah, we could do that, because otherwise there were those kinds of confusions that happened, and I think those are growing pains. I mean, to me, I don't think any of that was awful or,
right,
or, you know, anything like that. Other than that, I don't think there was anything. Did anybody else have anything on that, either the meeting that we had with staff or the survey thing? Yes. Okay. So, you have the, all right. So what's your pleasure, board? Do you want to hear the menu and Okay. Next item on the agenda is the period of public comment. You know, because we've had been having public comment all along. I don't know if anybody in the public wants to say anything at this point.
It's
a work coat.
Well, yeah, it's a work coat.
Sort of hard, yeah.
Well, I think
excuse me, Sherry and Joe, I don't know if while you were working, you were past there, whether you heard.
Did you have any other comments to make? You know, this is the public comment period, right? Right at this point, so I don't know if you wanted to say anything else or.
Not right now.
No,
I'm all right. I
already
spoke up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming.
Well, we'll be back.
You're coming back. Okay, good. Oh, okay.
Great.
All right. Okay, we're ready for new business then. And one of the things that we had some back and forth emails about had to do with attaching the outlines to the minutes. That is Pearl's outline of what she's going to cover and my outline of what I'm going to cover in our report. We had decided at the July meeting last year that we ought to attach those to the minutes, and that was, as I understood it, partly a way of getting that trend going of when people come and make presentations to us, that those presentations get added to the minutes. The difference between that kind of thing and our outline is that our outlines are just that, and since we report on everything that's in them, I'm somewhat concerned about that step in things. How necessary is it? You know, have you guys in the last few months really found it useful for us, A, to bring those in hard copy form, and or B, to attach them to the minutes? Because last time mine got attached, and I'm not sure Pearl did, and I have been remiss a time or two in getting it
written up and in hard copy form to you at the meeting. Earl's done an excellent job of that. So, you know, we've kind of been experimenting with it, but, you know, it seems to me like if we had a specific report, just like someone who comes and makes a presentation, like if we had a substantive report on an issue that had been asked for or something like that, that would bear attaching to the minutes, but I'm just not sure that these outlines are serving any real purpose except to take a little bit more time to.
I don't think an outline is just what you said, it's covered anyways, as part. I guess I would think, you know, first of all, that information, you know, if they prepare something.